Welcome. This is Keisha Shields, and I am the host of She Will Not Be Silenced. This is a podcast for women in business, women executives, women in leadership. We're going to talk about all things life, love, leadership, business, faith, womanhood, you name it. It's so important that you be able to have takeaways and that you have a space to just relax. Sit back and enjoy. Hey there, it's Keisha Shields, your certified leadership coach, strategist, and consultant for ascending women who are ready to awaken their voices and turn the pieces of their life story into a legacy-building, money-making asset. You know, I was thinking about what it takes for us to transition into the next season of our lives. And there are a few things that came up to me that I wanted to share. The first one is the need to awaken your voice. I've spoken with so many women leaders, women who want to ascend into leadership, and one of the biggest heartfelt dialogue that I often enter into is this prospect of what has silenced you. There may have been a time in your life where you were connected to a source, to something that drove you to speak up, to share your voice, to advocate for the things that matter the most to you in your life. And what I find is that as life happens, as experiences happen, we sometimes find ourselves in unfamiliar positions. For example, you may have been an advocate in an organization or for a cause, and everyone around you knew you for this message, for this thing. Somewhere along the way, your life story started to shift, and you may have found yourself shunning the spotlight. You may have finding yourself feeling a little bit stigmatized, unsure how people would receive you as you started to grow and things started to unfold in maybe a different way than had been expected. You may have found that you really stopped exercising your voice. You stopped sharing from a heartfelt place. Maybe you started to put yourself in a box, right? It's so easy to get cookie cutter. It's so easy to feel like we have to be a perfectionist in what we're doing. And sometimes that's simply enough to make you quiet what you have to say. Or maybe you find that you just don't fit in. Maybe your perspective doesn't resonate with the world around you. That's something else that can sometimes cause women leaders to go within. To awaken your voice is to speak and to show up in the highest truth of you. It is to be in the most pure form of who you are becoming. It's that journey of becoming. What I have found is that I like to call your voice your very own intuitively censored experience. That applies to a lot of the women that I work with. You know why? Because sometimes their situations are stigmatized, or there's shame, or there's fear, or there's something in your life that has kind of caused you to disconnect from taking a public front seat, or really disconnect from speaking up, or being more visible, or showing up more fully, being more present. And a lot of times I've found that that voice quiets. You intuitively censor the things that you don't want people to be aware of. You intuitively censor some of the most vulnerable parts of who you are in your life. And it's a way to be safe. It's a way to protect what's sacred from you. But what I find is that when you quiet that voice, when you intuitively censor that experience, I think what you do is you disconnect yourself from who you are. So if you find that at the same time you really stopped showing up, or you haven't really risen to that level of you that you want to, I encourage you to see if you also find it to be true that around the same time you stop speaking up, you stop bringing awareness to who you are, your brilliance, the things that matter to you, was that also the same time when you started to feel disconnected? You may have started questioning so many things. Who am I? What's important to me? What matters? What do I care about? What do I want? Who do I want to become? I have found that a lot of times those discussions are very simultaneous. Those things happen at the same time. It's time to awaken your voice. It's time to tap into that source that drives you. It's time to show up more fully as who you are while protecting what's most sacred for you. There's a couple of things that need to happen in order to fully step up and awaken your voice. The number one thing is you must be connected to a power source. For me, that source is God. That's where I get my downloads from. That's my source of power. That's where I find I can execute in my higher calling. For you, it may be God. It may be a relationship with a significant other. It may be someone that allows you to mirror the truth of who you are. You need to connect to that source. If you don't have a connection to that source, that will derail your entire plan for awakening that giant that is inside of you, so ready to come out, so ready to speak up. You need to connect to that source. The second thing is you need to figure out how to put the pieces of your life story together in a way that is powerful for you, that creates legacy for you, that creates income and influence for you, and that ultimately allows you to just power through and build and build and build. I know what it's like to be at that place where my life story was what was causing me to quiet that voice, to kind of go behind the scenes, to take a step back. And that killed me all the time because that was not naturally who I was. But it happened year after year, and before I knew it, I really had lost sight of what mattered to me publicly and how to display that. The next thing you need to do, number three, is you need to trust your intuition. Now, this can kind of go with number one, depending on how you look at it, but trusting your intuition, you have to be so connected to a source. You need to know that your story, your life story, your leadership story is so important that it must be delivered. It must be shared. It must be put out there. You have to trust that what you have to say matters, because it does. It makes a really, really, really big difference, because there's someone who is in your shoes and they're waiting to see that someone came out of it. They want to understand not only how you came out of it, but more about the struggle while you were in it. You must trust that what you have to say, it is time for it to be heard. Next, you need to channel what I call your couture confidence, which we will get into at a later time. But couture confidence is the engine that powers every single thing you as a woman will do in the marketplace. Whether that's the career marketplace, whether it's your leadership marketplace, whether it's the business marketplace, couture confidence is the engine that powers every single thing that you do. If you don't believe in your capacity to rise and to ascend to where you know you desire, it's going to be hard to display this. It's going to be hard for other people to see it. You have to channel that confidence, that couture confidence. That is going to be so, so, so important. And the other thing you must do is you need to learn how to develop your voice, that very own intuitively sensored experience, into an infinite platforms of possibility. There are so many ways that you can take your voice, your core message, that core Keisha, that core you that you are, and turn it into many, many, many opportunities for you. Opportunities that can take care of you for the rest of your life. Opportunities that can allow you to make the partnerships you'd like, to meet the soulmate you want to meet, to have the friendships that you want to have the influence and income and bank account boosting and whatever it is that matters to you. Taking that voice, awakening that voice, developing it into platforms, that is the significance of awakening your voice. It's time to ascend, it's time to rise, it's time to take action. Your voice matters. That thing you're censoring is the key. That's most likely where the gold is. You have to trust yourself, have the confidence, believe in you, and believe in your capacity to deliver it.